talk about decentralization and bank annihilation. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Moneycoin, Yourcoin, Blockchain, baby. Mondays at 1600 hours Eastern Studio A.
Understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomsluts.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side of history.
General
Holder,
you've
got to
get us out of here now! I won't let you down, son.
Revolution.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is Jim Fetzer inviting you to join me on The Raw Deal, Revolution Radio, Studio B, Tuesday and Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific, JFK, 9/11, Wellstone, Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Charlottesville, Las Vegas, the latest on politics and foreign affairs from an unconventional point of view. Come join Revolution Radio Tuesday, Thursday, Studio B.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so orient, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rest! You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Come. You're not going to overcome until you see what's going on within you. It's amazing. Are you the prodigal son? And we have every way to watch and support the show listed at JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can also listen on the listen line at TalkStream Live. If you're, traveling or working out or whatever, busy making breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you can go to the listen line on TalkStream, 717-567-4971. 717-567-4971. And follow us on Twitter, JLP Talk on Twitter. JLP Talk on Twitter. And we're streaming on Rumble. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And brand new episodes. Oh, today is Wednesday. Brand new episode on Friday of the FallenState.tv. A brand new episode Friday of the FallenState.tv. I talked to Reverend Dr. Jackie Lewis, senior minister of Middle Collegiate church in New York City. Check this out.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I'm a minister and I'm an activist.
Do you have fear?
Oh yeah, absolutely I have fear. Sometimes I just want to stand in the middle of the street and scream. White supremacy still hijacks the agenda here.
I don't know what that means.
Yes, you do. Obama didn't cause an insurrection. I was talking about Trump. This conversation doesn't feel to me like it's going how I would like it to go. This tape's going to go out in the world. Pause tape.
Amazing. I was talking to family members and friends that I grew up with yesterday, and we were talking about how things were around my age, right? So we were talking about how things were growing up, and it's nothing like that now. It's crazy. It's nothing like that now. People are refusing to be individuals anymore. One of the ladies in my family was saying that she has always been an individual in the family growing up, and the family attacked her for that. And now, as an adult, she's been attacked, and she can't help but be an individual. And I do notice that the hardest thing in the world for the average person to be is an individual, to stand alone. To stand alone. It's so easy to follow the crowd for most people today. And I know why, because of the anger, being not having that example of strength in the homes, not taught to be an individual, but to follow the crowd. And it's just nothing like that. Even as far as working and saving your money and investing without worrying about it. It's gone now for the most part. One or two still stand, but most people today is taking a wide road that leads to destruction. Whatever the crowd does, is that's what they do. It is crazy. It just totally changed. And another one of the people I was talking to said that they don't vote anymore, because voting is not the same anymore. We now have, first, they don't trust voting. They just rigged now. And this person was a Democrat, not a Republican. They think it's rigged. And it doesn't matter who you vote for anyway, they're not going to represent the voters. They're just not going to do it. And I totally agree with that. We have a totally different wild world now. And if you want to understand the world around you, look at the government. The government are the people. And the government is at and do exactly what the people act and do. Wild, out of control, no self, individuality. You're not going to even know God until you become an individual. It just doesn't work with the crowd. You're not going to know him until you're willing. You're not going to know the kingdom of heaven within until you're willing to stand alone so you can overcome the world. And the world hates individuals. The world hate individuals. Isn't that amazing? They hate them. Men and women who are rare, but there are few who are individuals. And I became a Republican because my heart changed. And I can see that the Democratic Party was not what it was, not for the blacks, that they were just using the blacks, right? And so I read the platform of the Democratic Party. It said at the time, I don't know, it probably changed now, but God, family, constitution, individuality, and all the freedom, right? So I became a Republican because the Democratic Party was totally opposite of the Republican Party. They hated the military. They hated individuals. They hated unborn children. They hated individuality. And so I became a Republican. And at that time, which was 33 years ago now, the Republican Party was more of a Republican Party then than it is today. We only have a one-party system in America today. We do not have a Republican Party and a Democrat Party. Now, they have the name Republican, but that's about it. That's about it. And I don't see it getting better anytime soon. We have a one-party system. And as a result of that, you're fighting amongst yourselves over race and stupid stuff. Divide and conquer, right? You're fighting among yourself. And the men are as bad as the women. And it's just so abnormal to see that, too. The men act just like the women are in all this mess. So the women don't have help from the men to say, no, calm down. This is not the way to go. And blah, blah, blah. But the men are just like the women. Mentally, emotionally, judgmental, whatever, right? But the Republican Party is not going to change anytime soon. And they are setting it up to where they don't change anytime soon. It would be impossible. There was a couple races, Republican races, I guess, around the country yesterday. And it was mostly women. And it was mostly women that won. Maybe, and I may be wrong the number, maybe two men out of the rest won, but their primaries. And the rest were women. Things are not going, the Republican Party is not going to get better that way. It's not going to be stronger. You're not going to have a representative who can stand against the Democrats because the Democrats are radical. And they literally have no love. They don't care at all, especially with the race issue and the abortion issue and the white supremacy issue and all that mess. And these women are not going to be able to stand against that. This same lack of love and imagination to your thoughts and feelings you have, these women have it too that you're putting into the Republican Party. And the men have it too. Few don't, but most do. So the situation in the Republican Party in our country is not going to get better. You're voting in all these women. I don't know if in your mind you think, well, it'll get better if we put a woman in. The Republican Party is doing exactly what the Democrat Party does. They follow in the footsteps of the Democratic Party because they want finance and a fake idea of power, perceived power. We have a one, I never imagined that we would have a one-party system in America, but we do. Whether you realize it or not, accept it or not, we do. And the Republican representatives do not represent the voters. They don't represent you anymore. It's almost at a point where it is a waste of time to vote. Unless we can bring in a person like a Donald Trump or the Great White Hope himself. And then that's going to be hell for him, but at least one person will stand strong against all this, and we have a chance. The crowd is not going to stand strong, but the one will. And God only looked for the one. He's not looking for the crowd. The one will find that straight and narrow path. And I got proof that we don't have representation in the Republican Party. You know, lately they've been talking about violence with guns. They call it gun violence, but it's not gun violence. It's people violence. People committing violence with guns. You cannot blame the gun. If you don't move the guy, you don't touch the guy will stay there. Well, they finally look like they're going to come up with a bill that is going to affect all of the people who are not committing crime. It's not going to affect the ones who are committing a crime using gun, because the government, the police and others are not going after those people. They're going after the easy one, easy target, the people who target, the people who are not committing the gun. Isn't that amazing? Why are you out fighting one another, carrying on, acting out, excited over nothing? You're losing your rights in the United States of America. This is from Newsweek. And again, the Republican Party is not on the voter side. On Tuesday, the Senate reached an agreement on a gun violence bill. It's not the gun violence, people violence. But they say gun, so you get away from the idea it's the people who are doing it, not the guns, right? You think of gun shooting people. And if you're not paying attention, you'll go along with that because you're not thinking for yourself. I noticed that the intellectuals, they use words to manipulate you. They convince you by changing the words and using certain words, like gun violence. It's people violence. But anyway, so they reached an agreement on a gun violence bill, potentially leading up to a final passage by the week's end on a landmark bill that would stand, as Congress respond to mass shooting in Texas and New York, and that shook the nation. And the only reason that the mass shooting shook the nation in Texas is because you listen to the media, you listen to the government, everybody crying, oh, the children, oh, the poor children. Same way they did with Ukraine. They showed you the women and children crying, and you agree with the government, and now they are protecting Ukraine and not you. And this is what they're doing with this bill. They showed you the poor children and the mothers, and they made the police look bad. And now you'll be okay with this bill where your guns, your Second Amendment, will be taken away from you. You're not paying attention not only to yourself, but to what's going on outside of you, inside of others. May God have mercy upon America. The bill called the Bipartisan Safer Community Act. Doesn't this sound so nice? The Bipartisan Safer Community Act. Who's going to go against that? Who will go against Bipartisan Safer Community Act? Could become the first gun violence legislation to pass Congress in decades. It was back in the Senate. Listen to this. The set to take away your Second Amendment, because that's what this is all about, was back in the Senate by all 48 Democrats and 14 Republicans. 14 Republicans. And so the Republicans, just like representatives, just like the Democrats, they don't care what you want. They want what they want for their egos. They know that you'll continue to vote them in. They don't care what you want. They're going to go with what? Give them perceived power and wealth. They don't care about you. Just like the Democrats are just imposing all this stuff upon the country, even though you're complaining about it, they don't care. The Republicans are the same now. Before the passing of the bill, Mitch McConnell called it progress. Isn't it like the Democrat liberal word? Progress. Watch this. From Newsweek.
Senator Cornyn, who, as you know, I asked to be the point person on our side to see if we could come to an outcome after these horrible school shootings. My view of the framework, if it leads to a piece of legislation, I intend to support it. I think it's progress for the country, and I think that the bipartisan group has done the best they can to get total support.
Amazing. So it's good, right? It's good to take away your right to protect you from the criminals. Because they're not going after the guns from the criminal. They may offer them some money to buy back their guns. And some of them will sell, but not all. But they're taking away your rights to protect yourself as crime is going out of control. They're saying that you're not going to be able to protect yourself. And it's a good thing. It's amazing that they feel good because, as I said yesterday, they're trying to create a communist socialist society, and it's working. And the people, the voters, are so weak and blind, busy doing nothing, arguing over nothing, carrying on while you're losing your rights to bear arms. And they know that in your fallen state, they can make you feel whatever they want you to feel. They have done it too many times. Remember the Chinese virus? Oh, everybody gonna die. Put on a mask. And then put on two. Put on three. You did it. Some of you. And now I have this coming up when they're saying, hey, another virus outbreak may happen. Seems like they're saying it will happen. But you got to become strong again, folks. You got to become strong from within. Because unless you become strong, we would never have another strong Republican Party. It's just going to get worse. And you're going to look around one day and wonder, what did you miss? Why didn't you see it coming? It's like when you first wake up, you realize your house is burning down, but you didn't see your house burning down. That's what's going to happen in America. America is quickly becoming a socialist society, and they'll set it up where you will not be able to do anything about it after a while because you're too busy doing other things. That is a waste of time. It's a waste of time. Your heart got to change from hate to love. If you don't have a heart of love, then you're weak and pathetic and lost. And the only way to change the heart from hate or anger or whatever you want to call it to love is you got to overcome the anger so you can see what's going on. This is from Breitbart. One of the bill's Republican backers, Senator John Cornyn, what is it? This Republican from John Cornyn, a Republican from Texas, pledged on Tuesday to sell out the American people by trying to advance amnesty for illegal aliens after striking a deal on gun control. On gun control. He's already, according to this report, agreeing to strike a deal on illegal aliens. This guy is supposed to be a Republican. And the people in Texas don't like it, the voters, but he doesn't care. He's in there now. He doesn't care what you want. And he knows that the people are going to keep voting for him. Because if he was concerned about being voted out, then he wouldn't do it. Take away your rights to bear arms and keep the borders open, amnesty and all that crap. This is a spiritual battle, folks. It looked like a physical battle if you're blind and can't see, because you're just looking at the physical person. You're not looking at the spirit of the person. And the reason you're not looking at the spirit of the person is because you're not looking at it within yourself. Not with a real desire to overcome the anger. You see, but intellectual, you see. That's why it's so easy to freak you out, to get you to overreact. The devil said, come on, let's overreact. And you're like, oh, okay. So this guy has just agreed to go along with the Democrats to pass gun control. A Republican. Here's that sound bite. That was at a convention or something this week. And they booed him, the voters, the Republican voters booed him. But he doesn't care. He didn't go back and say, you know what? The voters want me to get away from supporting the open borders and amnesty and all that. He doesn't care. This is what we've come to in America. It was not. It was not like this growing up. It wasn't. Because the people were spiritually stronger than they are today. And most people pretend that they want to know themselves, they want to live from within, but they don't. It just sounds good, it just feels good because somebody else said it. You can go and listen to the speaker speak about it, and you feel good associating yourself with the speaker. You don't hear the message. And as soon as the speaker go with the Democrats, then you turn on the speaker. You turn on the speaker. Because you didn't get the message. Your heart didn't change. America is about Christianity. That's what made this country so strong. But in the good old days, when they founded and created the white men and created the greatest country, it was because of the love of God working through them. They had the other issues to deal with, but they still stayed on the straight and narrow. It's people using guns, folks. It's not the gun. The gun is your friend, not your enemy. The enemies are the people who are using the guns. Revolver is reporting Senator Shelley Moore Capito, a Republican from West Virginia, voted for the bill. This woman voted for the bill, and this is the country results for West Virginia in 2016. And what you're going to see is that in West Virginia, it's red. It is red for the most part. All the people there voted for this dumb woman because they thought in their own father state of mind that she would represent the Republican Party. She had no reason at all to go and vote against a bill like this because the people was for her. They were for her, and if I remember correctly, they all voted for the Great White Hope, Donald Trump. So she can't tell you that, well, I did what the voters want me to do. That's not true, because that state is red. And yet, she went against the voters. She went against the voters. It's time to wake up, folks, and stop playing around. 888-77-5773. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. The Hake Report is coming up from 9 to 11 this morning. Every day, Monday through Friday, thehakereport.com, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And don't forget, and they're getting close now, White History Month is July. July just feels white. And we're going to be celebrating our fifth year, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, of White History Month. So, I encourage you to go to JulyFeelsWhite.com. JulyFeelsWhite.com and get your White History Month shirts. We got to keep it going. We got to keep informing people about white history. Because the enemies of good is doing everything they can to erase it. And they're bringing in all this stuff that's not true about the country. Not true about the country. And it's becoming a mess. And while you're fighting amongst each other about dumb stuff, you're losing your country. You are losing your country. So go to JulyFeelsWhite.com to get your White History Month shirts today. And they are selling fast. I'm not just making that up, because they're like just for, you know, you can wear them anytime you want, of course, but they're like special for White History Month. And this country, it's the darnest thing I ever seen. The last thing they want are white babies. I have that coming up for you, too. white people, you are under attack like I've never seen before. It's worse than what slavery was supposed to have been. Amazing stuff. White History Month in July. JulyFeelsWhite.com for your White History Month shirts. Super chat. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jesse.
And good morning, Super Chatters.
Good morning, Super Chatters. I hope you're well. I hope you've prepared and sent in some really good questions and comments.
Yeah.
We will see. Max Lank on Streamlabs says, what's up, Jesse? You're a gangster.
All is well. Thank you.
Very nice. Soul Conscious on Streamlabs says, Jesse, why can't this government just reduce taxes on Americans and close the border to help reduce high inflation / recession?
Because Americans, the citizens, don't care. They don't care because if they care, then the government will have to care. It is we, the people, not we, the government. And the government has distracted the people. And now the people feel helpless to the situation. But if the people were to become one within themselves, I guarantee you this mess will end overnight. But as long as you're weak, afraid, conflicted, fighting amongst each other over race and stupid stuff like that, they can do what they want. We got to come back to we the people. Vote these people out. And voting men that are going to stand. Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young on Streamlabs says, hey, Jesse, when you ask black people, when will they stop begging for reparations? I believe they don't want to stop begging because at the end of the day, most black people don't know what they want, and reparations will never give them peace.
That's right. I mean, they are not thinking, Mike. They're just not thinking for themselves. And they have been convinced over the years, because it wasn't like that in the good old days, right? But they have been convinced that America owed them something. Even though they haven't done nothing to earn it, America owed them something because of their ancestors. And they don't even know their ancestors or what they had or didn't have. But they're just not individuals anymore. It's hard to find it now. The group fall into the ditch. And we're going to see more and more reparation in America, too. It's gonna be like South Africa. And it's not going to make America better. Just because you give them reparations, they're not going to say, oh, well, thank you. We had enough. Enough free stuff. We know now that you care. It's not going to happen. Amazing. Thank you.
Chicken Tenders, or Chicken Tender Son on Streamlabs says, I feel a disconnect with my leftist coworkers. I think they feel it too. I wonder if it's because of weakness I have or if it's because I believe differently. Is this disconnect spiritual? I've never shared my beliefs. Can people sense a difference even if you don't say anything?
Well, the one thing for sure, if the difference is a heart change and the mind starts to change, evil that's in others can sense that. Absolutely. And the darkness cannot hang out with the light. It doesn't want to be around the light. Even in your own blood family, if they're not of the light, they can't handle being around you. But they'll pretend that it's your fault. Because either they can't see or don't realize that they hate the light that's in you. And then, so, because I haven't spoken to you, I don't know what your situation is. But when you come into the light, you are separated from the darkness. It takes time, though. But if you stay with it, you are separated from the darkness. And the darkness cannot handle the light. So it might be that, but whatever it is, just watch it. Don't try to repair it. Let it happen, and you'll see clearly what's going on. And so it's not personal. Just watch it. Have no opinion about it. Just watch it. Thank you.
All right. That's all for now. Thank you, Super Chatters.
Thank you all. Thank you all so much. I do appreciate it. I, in a counseling session yesterday, I was talking to a young lady, and she was talking about how when she was growing up, she just felt a little different than her brothers and sisters and the rest of the family. And she never understood it until now. She went and forgave. She started doing the silent prayer. And she now understands what's going on. And it's not personal. They can't help it, right? And so I've noticed that in most the families I've spoken to over the years, in those families, there is always one or two other children, boys or girls, who are in the same blood family, but there's just something a little different about you. You don't necessarily feel like a family member or you feel apart from them. It's like God has done that. It's like he's looking out or trying to call one or two of family members back home. I don't know why it's like that, but it's like that. So don't worry. Just get on your path. Get rid of all ideas. All ideas. Let them go. Keep the glass empty. Don't hold on to the truth and don't hold on to the lie. Keep your glass empty and you'll see your way. You cannot have any opinions because all opinions go against God. They go against God. DJ is out of North Carolina. DJ, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, DJ.
So, I had called the Hick Report last week, and I had got him on board. I wanted to know, instead of LGBTQ month, if you wanted to celebrate Decent Black History Month with me.
What's Decent Black History Month?
It's all the decent black people, like myself, you, Larry Elder, and I wanted you to basically be like the picture of it.
Did you start that already?
I just started it myself last week.
Oh, you started a black decent month?
Decent Black History Month.
I mean, decent. What's the purpose?
All to separate ourselves from the people that always, you know, out here rioting and things like that. It's really hard to pick us apart. So if we're able to separate ourselves from evil, I just wanted to see, you know, just to basically, you know, make that image.
What did Hake say about it?
Hake said he'd be on board. He asked me a couple of the names I wanted on it, and I said you and Larry Elder.
Well, I'm so busy with my thing, man. I can't take on any more leeway kind of stuff. But if you start it up, you definitely have my support.
It's nothing like serious or anything like that. It's just something I started just kind of like a bit of a joke.
I like the idea, but it's interesting, and I understand the point you're trying to make. And there are decent black people still out there. You just don't hear a lot from them, but they are out there. But the media and others tend to promote and put out up front those blacks who are angry and out of control.
Yep. And real quick, if you give me a second, the main reason why I called was to say to anybody who's listening that all these politicians want to take away your guns. They want to take away your right to protect yourself.
Yep.
And as soon as they pass that, they're still going to have all their armed security guards around them. And they're going to say, oh, no, no, it's different for us because we need to be protected. But I'm not holding a gun, though. And everybody knows as soon as they take the Second Amendment, they're going to take the First. They take the guns. Then you ain't going to be all them, even Black Lives Matter, who be fighting for it. All them riots and all that crazy stuff y'all doing, y'all not going to be able to do it no more.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech going to go right out the window.
You make a good point, because the Democrats, the voters who are out there rallying and burning down and destroying and attacking the pro-abortion people, when the guns are taken away, those people are going to be enslaved too. The government don't like them. The government are using them to help take away our right, but the government will also destroy them as well. That very good point, man. that people think the government is on their side. The government is not on their side. The government is using them.
Absolutely. And the same thing the Democratic Party is doing to the blacks is, I call them white nighters, the white people that be there marching with the indecent blacks, things like that. I'm like, same thing Democrats are doing to them, the blacks are going to do to them if they actually give them all the reparations they want. I said, they're going to turn on, y'all going to be the first people they're going to turn on.
Yeah.
We don't care you was marching with us. They're going to be like, you still white. We still hate you.
That's right. If you don't love one, you love nobody. If you don't love one, you love none. And just because they're out there fighting together and burning, being destructive, they don't love one another. What the? The black so-called liberal radicals, whatever you want to call them, will turn on the white liberal radical. There's no love. And so it's an amazing point, DJ. Thank you, man. I like your idea. It's funny, but I understand it.
Okay, thank you. You have a good one, Jesse.
You too, buddy. Thank you. There's one line open, 888-7753-773. I've never seen my country be so filled with hatred. I just never seen it. It's crazy to have an example here and now here, and you have something to compare with. It's mind-blowing. And that's why they want to erase history, because they don't want you to know what it was before it became what it is now. Remember that black teacher teaching the kids to pledge allegiance to a black flag and ancestors and all that crap? What a mess. Nathan, a first-time call out of Illinois. Welcome to the show, Nathan.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey,
how are
Nathan?
You?
All is well, sir.
So, something I wanted to bring up. You know how... I don't know. Have you ever seen Star Wars?
I did. I have, but I wasn't that into Star Wars as a lot of people were.
Okay. Well, one of the things they say in there is that fear leads to anger, anger leads to hate, and hate leads to suffering, and that's the path to the dark side. And it's awfully similar to what you say, and, you know, it makes sense. And up until before then, before I listened to you, and I found that you said that, and I was like, wow. And I tried the silent prayer. I've done it here and there. And, you know, it's worked somewhat. Like, I still got a lot of growing to go, but, this one guy that I worked for, he pointed me towards you, told me about you. And I was hooked the minute I started listening and watching you.
And why don't you do the silent prayer every morning, every night, and during the day become aware? What is it about you that's preventing you from doing that?
Well, I have ADHD, so I might be getting distracted because of that. I don't know. And but... I try to keep as calm as possible, and I found that I don't get angry as much anymore, and I try to say to myself, I love everybody, and even, like, Democrats that, you know, piss off a lot of people, you know, conservatives.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you disagree with Democrats and homosexuals and the radical blacks, but you don't hate them or
right.
You're not angry at them.
Nope. Not at all. Because what happens, Nathan, is you mentioned how fear breeds on hatred or anger or something, but it's the other way around. If you have anger, in anger, you have fear and you have doubts
okay. And
you have worry and you're emotional and you're jealous, you're envious. You are revengeful. You know, you cannot see. But when you overcome the anger, and you overcome the anger by seeing that you have it, and God will take the spirit away from you once you forgive, right? But you overcome anger, you will overcome fear. There will be no fear in you. And then you can just be still and allow God to work out the rest of your life, right? But you got to overcome the
right.
anger by forgiving first. And And you should do the silent prayer without ceasing, because if you notice, the devil doesn't cease in trying to control you, your mind. He's always on you with something. He doesn't take a break.
Yeah.
He doesn't say, you know what? All right, I've done my damage to this person. Let me go sit down. The devil go after you mentally without ceasing. So you need the light. That's why God said pray without ceasing. So you need the light to fight your battle without ceasing as well, without stopping. So
right.
I would encourage you, do what you want, of course, but I would encourage you to stay with the silent prayer so you the light can fight the thoughts for you.
Yeah, I should try to commit more to it.
Yeah.
And I try not to pray, like, asking God for things like, hey, God, can you point me to a woman and I want to get married. I want this and that. I want my life to be better. Like, do you think that's asking a little too much?
Yeah. You when you do that kind of prayer, you're praying to the devil and not to God. You don't need to be asking that. God will supply all your heart desire, and it will happen when it needs to happen. You'll be ready for it. That's why I said when we pray out like that, we pray in vain. We don't know what to pray for. We don't know what we want. But the ego wants you to think you do know what you want. And so when you pray out like that and you should get that, you're still going to be miserable. You're not going to be at peace. But if you just be still and let his will be done, whatever happens in your life, you'll be at peace.
That makes sense. And
what does HDH feel like?
What's that?
You say you have, what do you say you have?
ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
What does that mean exactly? What does that feel like?
I think it's one of those things that, you know, a lot of kids, their doctors told them they had when they were younger. It's where you have a hard time focusing or catching on to doing certain tasks, whether it be at a job or focusing well in school. And throughout my experience, I've had a hard time with that, but it could be spiritual.
Yeah,
obviously.
Everybody, I don't know what your issue, but everybody in the world has that, because anyone who has anger, it's impossible to focus, meaning it's impossible to stay still and just do what's in front of you. So every human being in the world has that.
Yeah.
And you're not going to overcome it until you overcome the thoughts, overcome the lie.
Yes. What do you find that is good in a friend, like fellowship-wise? What good qualities do you find, would you say?
When you can have a conversation like we're having now, and the friend is able to see and you can see, and you guys edify one another with words of wisdom, that's what a friend is. But if you have a friend that's faking it, or friends that don't have love, those are not friends. Those are enemies.
Right. They're not friends. They're like all compassionate and emotional and you want friends that, you know, you can still give each other crap and you know, and whatnot, and be honest, you know, and they're not going to get all butthurt about, you know, silly things that they really shouldn't, because nobody should get offended.
Well, that's how it was in the good old days when boys were boys and men were men. You could not offend a man because they were not into this emotional stuff. They didn't gossip. And friendship lasted then too, because the men would not take it personal.
Right.
That's gone now. The men gossip and act just like women. They are easily offended and all of that.
Yeah. That's why I think it's hard for conservatives and liberals to get along. Like, 'cause they, because I mean, I haven't found. I mean, I'm conservative. I hold with a lot of ideologies. I voted for Trump both times. And
Nathan, can you hold? Are you able to hold?
Yeah.
Hold on. I got to take a break. This hour's up. Two more hours to go. Hake is coming in with the hake news, not the fake news, but the hate news. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Loses his primary after poo-pooing election shenanigans or focusing on those things. And there's a major attack on American independence by way of undermining the Second Amendment, and it is bipartisan, meaning evil. It's disgusting. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022 AD. Stay tuned for hour two. Jesse Lee will be right back. But first, fake news, not fake news. Primaries. Commie Nonsense Network. CNN says the primary season continued Tuesday, yesterday, with more elections in Alabama, Georgia, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. Very corrupt town. In Alabama, Katie Britt, a woman who was endorsed, though, by our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, became the state's Republican candidate for Senate. Alabama, they can't keep a senator. That's what CNN projected. Trump had initially endorsed Representative Mo Brooks, but withdrew that.
Turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, stupidity.
I'll do you for that. Oh, what? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Thank you.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
The original machine had a base plate of pre-famulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus o-deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-voloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Hello, thank you, Hawk, and welcome to Plato's Cave on WZZR, coming to you from Australia for Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. It is relatively uncensored in here. You know, there's a slight precipitation of opinions. A deluge of, strong personalities and characters, but hopefully all in good fun. So come on in. I'm sure there's something here that'll offend you.
There's a shower of offending.
I'm telling you, there's a shower of offense. And you know what? That's okay. That's okay. There's no apologies here. You can't stand the heat. You probably shouldn't be in the kitchen.
But these days.
If you identify as a cook, you can't stand the heat. The kitchen should shut the kitchen down. It's too hot. Now, the station is not beholden to anyone, which means there's no sponsorship, corporate or otherwise, really, apart from you, the listener. Meaning all the money, currency, really, any kind of, we will, any money, any form of support you can give to the station, tell your friends. That's probably the best thing you can do. Tell your friends to listen to the station or listen to Dave and Mackie. You know, I've got the shiny set out, got Plato's Cave.
My wallet's in the car.
Limited time only. Just come on down. Don't touch that dial, you know, virtual or otherwise. And tell your friends. Because maybe one of your friends can afford to, support the station with some cash. I mean, Patreon is there, you know, and crowdfunding and Kickstarter and all those wonderful things, right? This is like that. This is like you get content that is produced by all the generous people that give their time for the shows that you listen to. And of course, the tireless station staff that keep the servers running, and make no mistake, that's a full-time job, right? Now, you can catch The Cave on air, online, or a smart device, okay? Or you can listen at home in the comfort of your own home on a Grace tabletop digital radio. But come on in and go to the website. Come into the chat, that's fun. But on the website, you'll also find the archives. The archives is chock-a-block full of stuff over the last few years that you might have missed. You will find content on YouTube as well, I guess, scattered here and there. But on the station's archive, you'll have it all in one place. All the stuff that offends you will be there as well. So knock yourself out. Before we start broadcasting at you in anger, we would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land from which we broadcast. And for me, that's the Darug people. And for Dave?
I'm broadcasting from Darkinjung country.
Thank you, sir. And with that, we'd like to pay our respects to elders past, present, and future. Yes, water. We get swept away. I mean, people are being... I mean, I think it's Bangladesh right now, right?
Where yeah. They're getting all the water.
It's...
More than they need, of course.
Well, see, that's the funny thing with water, right? So there's this deluge and, you know, people being swept away and killed and property destroyed. Other places, there's no water. The water's drying up. It's too hot. It's, it's desertification. There's this... one of the models shows that the Saharan part of Africa in the north, right, you know where Sahara is, that's going to go green.
Yeah.
So with the climate change, we're seeing that that's going to green it again. Because believe it or not, Egypt used to be the breadbasket for the Roman Empire. Yeah, that's like the Ukraine is today. Ukraine seems to be the breadbasket for the world, it seems.
If you just push all the sand into the ocean, you can green it up pretty quick.
I got two bulldozers. My money's on red.
Sell the sand.
Having said that, though, Spain, on the other hand, is meant to turn into a desert,
believe
it or not. And, of course, you can see, if Spain is a desert, then you can see the weather patterns shift into the, well...
Even France.
Subtropical.
France was crazy temps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, completely. Tropical, subtropical, right? But depending on precipitation, right? Germany. Again. Yeah, and, I mean, it's really, lucky thing though, that climate change is a hoax.
We're crisis actors, Mickey.
I'm a crisis actor. I get paid nothing. Hurrah, that's the crisis.
I get a million times what you earn as a crisis actor.
Well, a million times zero, you're rich.
I know.
Hey.
They should double your wages.
I think they should. Yeah. They get two zeros in front of the zero.
Nice. 0.00 as well at the end.
But having said that, though, if any syndications out there looking for content, Dave and I have been
we're here
for 10 years. More than 10 years, in fact.
Yeah, 12. That's true. Thank you. And I was on Triple M before then. Do you know, absolutely, our hands are ready to sign deals. Hands are ready.
Also, pens. Pens and hands. Pens and hands. We can do it. Can be done. Beautiful.
Just make contact with us somehow. I'm sure you've got people that can do that. And so, Mickey, I'm still surprised to this day, all these 12 years later, whatever, right? 10 years later, that there is still material. And we talk about this all the time, but there is a new lens in which I watch the news now. And that is for the Plato's Cave, with the Plato's Cave lens. Yep. It's important to note the difference between a shiny side out news piece and a Plato's Cave news piece, because Plato's Cave allegory, Mickey, if you'd like to just cover that off.
Yeah, look, it is essentially, it's a whole bunch of people in a cave, as the name suggests, tied down to the ground, and they're watching the cave wall, as it were. And there are shadows playing on the cave wall, which the people that are tied to the ground believe to be real life. And that's really the conundrum, right?
Because that's all they know. That's all they know. The shadows are being caused by people outside the cave.
completely, right? So there's behind their back, something's going on, someone's doing something, but even what they do is not real, because so what's happening behind there is actually just staged for the cave wall, so you know, mm-hmm. those shadows. Yes, well, so one day one guy gets out and runs up top and goes, oh my goodness, look around you. There's a sky and the green and the brown with the green on top. I'll call that a tree. He looks around and finds people and, you know, looks at the bees and the birds. And my goodness, what a wonderful world this is. His eyes are open. He sees the world for what it is. He's no longer beholden to the cave wall. What a wonderful situation for him. You would think. So he runs down. He hastens down the stairs. He almost stumbles. You know, he scuffs his knees and he can't wait to see his people and tell them.
Filled with the energy of delight that he's going to impart to them. Oh,
look, absolutely, the wonderful news. Look, there's a whole new world out there. Quickly, quickly, come up. And they go, no, you're wrong. All we need is on the wall. You see there? Look, there's a new shadow. It's the shape of a turnip. That's funny. This turnip is shaped like a shadow. Oh, there's a joke in there somewhere. But
Baldrick, what would you do if you had £1 million? I'd buy a big turnip in the country.
Big turnip in the country. But they go, no, you're wrong, and he insists, and you know, he tries to, you know, remove their restraints and pull them up to the surface and, you know, all those wonderful things. Turns out they don't like that at all. What do? They beat him to death for his troubles.
That's right.
Don't tell us what to do. And you know what's funny? One of my favorite movies is They Live, as you know.
Mm.
A John Carpenter movie, Roddy.
Oh, it's a classic.
It's a classic, Roddy McDowall, etc. You know, it really is a classic. And turns out that he has the same issue, Roddy. So Roddy McDowall, he literally lives in the cave. Let's call it that. I don't want to give the movie away too much, but you should really watch it if you haven't seen it. 1988 was made, and it's set in L.A. And he finds this box full of sunglasses, like, you know, like Ray-Ban types, like sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that was the style at the time.
It was, that's the truth. The Wayfarers, or the Nomads. But anyway,
I was there.
Yeah, right. Me, yeah. He puts them on, and all of a sudden, the world is in black and white. But none of the things that he saw with other glasses are there anymore. So he sees the world for what it is. So billboards don't show advertising anymore. They show slogans like "Obey," "Multiply," "Sleep." Mm-hmm. And the theme of the movie, of course, is, you know, they live and we sleep. It's called 8 o'clock in the morning. It's based on a short story, 8 o'clock in the morning. I can't remember the author now, but, you know, if you get a handle on it, just read it. So he sees it. And he wants to give these glasses to his friend, a guy he met at the building site, you know, and he beats him. And his friend beats him up. Right? Yeah, that'll teach you. But so they get into a fight, you know, his friend wins.
All he wants to do is say, look, put these sunglasses on and take a look. And that was enough to begin a conflict, tussle.
Oh, and how?
And a fray.
That's exactly right. So you ask yourself, well, you know, what's the goal then? You know, what's the good word? And well, the good word is that his friend doesn't put the glasses on. But like in the cave, and this is where I think that John Carpenter probably obviously was familiar with Plato's cave, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are. The Wachowski brothers.
It's kind of a well-known piece.
Oh, sorry, Wachowski sisters, excuse me.
Yes.
And they were absolutely, yeah. 100% they were aware of it. But it's the attempt to beat somebody into seeing the truth, into having the ability to shed this light. Anyway, so that's the cave, Dave. That's the
case. During that fight scene, I was convinced in my mind, so because it's good direction, and convinced in my mind that he was going to relent.
I know, right? Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. But you know, alas, it was not to be.
So when I'm watching the news, I'm looking for stories that are at face value all there is to it. The thin veil of a story that's disguising the fact that something else is going on that's causing it. And they're not, they never ask to back up the secondary questions. They never get deep enough to explain anything away. Just, oh, this is happening. Thing A is happening, but it's been caused by thing A, you know, B, C, D, E, F. In fact, that's to disguise Z. Yeah. So when I was, Becky, I was watching, I know that, you know, the Ukraine war, I'm not going to talk too much about it, but when McDonald's had opened in Russia 32 years ago, it was kind of, for the Russian people itself, it was, thank heavens, we've introduced ourselves to the rest of the world. And it was the dropping of the Iron Curtain. But recently, as recent as this month, let's call it June 12th, Russia Day, they rebranded McDonald's.
Yep.
And it's now called, and I really think they didn't spend too much time on this. Right? Because I think everybody listening to this right now, even if it's in the future at some point, and this is playing on loop in some museum, that's because this is all they found that was left of the world, is this piece, and it's called It's Tasty, period.
It's tasty.
And that's what it's called. It's tasty, comma, period, exclamation point.
20 million rubles to come up with that slogan.
Well, I would have charged them 19 million.
Tovarish, zlubrosnye shmir. Oh, tasty. Oh, I've got 20 million rubles to you. Mm.
Oh. All right. So it only took them like 2 months, 3 months maybe, to turn the store into a non-McDonald's. But it's
scribble up the yellow arches.
Because they have so many down crates or, you know, pallets of, you know, sweet and sour sauce or what have you, right? Instead of just dumping them, they just got a Sharpie and colored in the M. It's exactly the same sauce. And some people who didn't notice it were saying, I think this is better.
Yeah, Russian sauce, much better.
Much better. The taste of the downtrodden. It was so much better, but there's commentators within Russia that were saying that this feels now like the Iron Curtain has just simply gone back up again, because Coca-Cola's moved out. They're going to end up with, you know, Nicky, give me a Russian food that no one else on the planet would eat.
Oh, challenge accepted. Borscht is probably something that
I was thinking it's borscht in a can,
yeah,
right?
Borscht, yeah. Oh, it's crushing, it's hot. Oh, give me more.
Hello, lovely people. This is so what they've basically got is exactly the same kitchen gear. The trays are the same. Even the ordering screens that we have in our McDonald's now here, the touch screens, it's exactly the same except the logos disappeared. And it was opened on Russia Day. So I suppose there's a bunch of patriotism that's there. A Russian billionaire bought it, you know, but they're not going to be supplied all of the McDonald's stuff. This basically, this opening and this trailing period of where they're running the stock away, running stock out, is going to deplete all of their current stock. They're going to have to be finding alternatives. But that's it. But from the inside, this was the most interesting part, was the insider's perspective on what this meant. So if you think about the Iron Curtain going back up, Yeah, we opened the window and the fresh air was fantastic. But now we close the window again. And we don't know if it's ever going to open back up again.
And it's not even ideologically driven, because Putin is now comparing himself to the great Tsar Alexander or Peter or any of the Tsars that were the great conquerors, yeah. Right? Which is a little bizarre.
It's a bizarre? Is it that he's comparing himself as a Tsar?
Yeah, the bizarre Tsar. it's really odd. I mean, look, there's a rumor that he's dying, right?
I heard, and it's everywhere.
But
guess what? Two of his, you know, the aide that carries the bag?
Yeah.
He suicided with a gunshot to the side of the head.
To the back of the
head. To the back of the head from below. No. Yesterday.
Well, it's a heavy bag.
And there was another person who's another aide to him, but not the one who carries the bag, that was last week.
Really? Well,
yeah.
You heard about the suicide. Sorry, the assassination. Well, there was talk of an assassination attempt on him.
No,
there was absolutely. It's, or the CIA.
Sorry,
obviously you can only assassinate the guy if you're close to him. I mean, I guess it's a no-brainer.
Oh, so, do you think maybe he's as paranoid as F, and is just.
Oh yeah.
And it's just staring at everybody like he has space madness from Ren and Stimpy.
I want to say yes.
Mm.
And not even a qualified yes. I want to say yes.
On the blind.
You know, because he is.
I'm going to say yes on the blind, what the hell.
He's quite mad. And quite paranoid, I should think.
Quite mad.
And with good reason. Because he's plunging Russia into all kinds of strife, which Russia just doesn't need. It doesn't need, and certainly oligarchs aren't too happy about all that, as you know, right?
Oh, yeah, they're missing their boats already.
They're missing all the boats. So, I think the assassination attempt was real. I believe that probably he's cleaning house now, or alternatively, it was just a fallout from the whole thing. But I think the guy that suicided, there'll be others, by the way, that we see coming through, and they will may have accidents, suicide, etc. I mean, a whole bunch of stuff is going to happen, in my opinion. And
I would have thought there would have been some special services people.
Yeah.
Special services people.
Oh, no doubt.
Who would be working either for the oligarchs or just secret special forces.
Yeah.
From some black project that would be embedded around him or in some place, with a schedule and just be waiting.
Yeah.
I would imagine that would be the case. But would decapitating the Russian leader's position, just being kind of being nice here so we can keep our YouTube channel, would that be sufficient to cease this conflict?
Absolutely. Or,
you think so? You think 100%. It's completely driven by him?
This is a Putin egg. It's got, like,
right.
Nobody has any interest in taking the Ukraine fighting. What Putin wants to do is he wants to establish the greatness of Russia once again. That's what he wants. It's got nothing to do with communism anymore. This is now Russia being imperialistic. Okay, that's what Putin is. So we're not going to see communism. I mean, communism in and of itself is dead. China is not a communist country. Okay, I don't care what you think. China
it's,
is not a communist.
It's
country.
A brand of leadership, but not communism.
Yeah, it's autocratic. It is, but I mean, like I said, there are more billionaires in Shanghai than in the rest of the world, believe it or not.
That's true.
So, no, it is absolutely a Putin endeavor. If Putin were not there, this war would be over very, very, very quickly. Not only that, if Putin weren't there, then there would be an excuse to end the war. You know, then people would say, it was really Putin's thing, let's just stop it, because it's bad for business.
And then we can make happy with all the people again.
Well, yeah. But the truth is, it is really bad for business. And what these people want to, it is. What these people want is they want to make money. That's their thing. They want to make money. Thank you very much.
And they
money.
Want freedom of travel across the planet, which they don't have.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah. So you heard about Kaliningrad?
Yes.
Yeah, Lithuania and Poland decided to blockade the rail line. And of course, Kaliningrad is, for those people who don't know, is chock full of nuclear weapons.
So just to be clear, Kaliningrad used to be Königsberg and part of Prussia.
Prussia, goodness me, I haven't heard that for, wow, ages. Yeah. I know, my modern history, fantastic. Yeah. So my modern history teacher said that probably in every sentence ever spoken was Prussia. And yeah, sure, why not? I was making a joke besides the point, but that does not. So the only warm water port, so the only non-frozen port all year round that Russia had up until Crimea. So that's why the rail line, that's why everything. And Latvia, Lithuania with the borders it, and Poland that borders it, NATO countries. And it's really going to start pressing upon all the wrong buttons. So you want a cornered wild animal to behave itself. You don't keep pushing its buttons.
No, that's not a good idea.
Right, yeah, so Ukraine has just been accepted, I think, in this last minute or so as a prospective member. It's all been agreed unanimously for the EU. That doesn't mean they're a member of the EU. It still takes about a year or more. And then there's the NATO countries. England has, one of the generals has just ordered all of its troops homebound. And to stock up for a world war on the European continent.
That's always reassuring,
isn't it? It makes it, you know, warms the cockles of my heart. Is what it does.
Yeah.
That you know they don't even live. There was one YouTuber today that said, "But the UK doesn't even live in Europe."
Really?
I know, right? And then backtracked a little, realized the wording was wrong, and said, "Well, they had Brexit.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do they care about Europe? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. No, they moved. They physically moved the country.
They moved the country. They swam it out to sea.
That's what happened. What? You're saying it didn't happen?
Well, you know, before the last ice age, when the glacier cut. The separation through the white chalky cliffs, they were joined. And that's all it was.
Yeah.
Anywho, so what I was looking at today was this that view plus all of the other distractions.
Mm.
And just like we're, you know, at Penn and Teller, there's distraction going on.
Oh,
diversion.
Yeah.
And it's all about us. If we're have an introspective view, we've got interest rates are going up. Oh, there's inflation. How much does my shopping cart cost now? Look at the fuel, $2.49 a litre.
That's a lot here, guys. It's a quarter quart.
It's 3.75 or something, right? And in a California terms, that would be $9 something a gallon. It's just nuts. So besides that, and the interest rates, and you know the soon looming food shortages all around the planet, you know, all of that is the shadows on the wall.
Okay.
For me, that's what I see them as. These are the distractions that. It's like if someone's fighting you and you press your thumb into one of their eyes, and if you're lucky to get it popped out, if you pop out the eye, doesn't matter what they were doing to you, that's no longer their priority, is fighting you anymore. That's what I'm seeing. Yeah. I see this whole thing is now it's affecting us personally.
Yeah.
And we're no longer able to focus on the bigger picture. Now, I think that's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah, well, yes, it is. I mean, ultimately, it's. I guess it's what you'd expect to see, right? I mean, it's the greatest misdirection that you can that you can ever achieve. No, but it, you know, that's what it is. I mean, it's a magic trick in many ways. It's a complete and utter fabrication. And a lot of people still think that, oh, no, it's real. No, it really isn't. It's a cave wall, and you're forced to look at it. You have no choice but to keep staring at it because, well, that's all you know. And if someone tells you something else, and this is really interesting, right? Because I went to a communion on Sunday. I also got to apologize for Tuesday. I want to quickly just try to, I completely forgot. Everything shut down. My entire system crashed, and my mobile phone, which I hadn't been charging all day, decided to, well, you're no longer my friend. You are now out of charge, so I couldn't call Dave either.
So consider yourself offline, Mickey, was what the world was telling you.
Very, very much offline. But in any event,
A Mad Painter did a great job.
Oh yeah, thank you, thank you, Matt.
At playing a replacement for us.
So I really appreciate it. I really do.
I thanked him very much for us too.
My bad, entirely. But it is part of the great distraction, right? You are here, and you are so in your rut. Like I said, I went to the communion, and I was thinking about this priest who was saying, oh, you should come to the church again, make sure your parents bring you, because communion is like, you know, the first thing. I think the kids are like, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years old, something like that. And they, you know, they all, you know, get together, and they all, you know, it's quite a big thing for Catholics, I understand. And that's all goodness. I've got an issue with that. Really, I don't. But it is a certain worldview, and if you were to shake that worldview, they wouldn't like you very much, because they would actively try to I would think they would actually try to hurt you or make you stop talking about it. Like, because these people believe a certain thing, right? And that's the cave. That's the shadows from the cave wall, right? And all their life they've been told this. Well, faith is a wonderful thing. Don't get me wrong, right? But if you get faith in the light of maybe better information, then maybe we should have a look at the better information and see if it doesn't make sense to maybe, you know, shift our worldview a little, right? It is very difficult for me to reconcile this idea of this all-powerful supreme being that talks to me through the Pope. I'm not picking on Catholics. I'm just, you know, as an example. And this is one guy, the Pope, that talks, that is the mouthpiece for a God. I really have a hard time coming to terms with that. So it's not for me. But that's okay.
You know, making a segue here, you know, that the Pope has announced his retirement.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because
he hasn't retired yet.
The previous Pope has retired. You know that Pope Ratzinger, he did retire.
Yeah.
And he was the first Pope to retire in 700 years.
That's right.
700 years. Sorry, 600 years. Benedict the 15.
So he's announced that he will retire.
Yeah, here it is.
Not that he Pope has Francis retired. Davis
plans few rumors of a resignation, yeah.
Told you there.
Retirement rumors. Just a couple of days ago, yeah.
That's right.
You heard it here a second.
I did try to ring it on Tuesday, but that's right. But, I was a little late. He had the show running, so I didn't bother joining.
But I wonder...
The last Pope. Remember the last Pope, Maggie?
Yeah, but, well, the resignation alone will not stop the papal... or the pontificate, it won't be it, right?
So no, something it else won't stop the put. Pontification of the world, no, Mickey, but with all that is in play on the field right now, what an interesting time to, rather than keeping your flock all nice and huddled together, I'm gonna resign. You know, who needs this? I'm out of here.
But he's the last. According to St. Malachi, his papal list, he's the last Pope.
That's my point, because we're doing a parallel show arc. We've just finished about prophecies as well. And even Nostradamus said that the last pope was the black pope, was the Jesuit pope, which was...
Yeah.
And then there's others who have said and named the actual years in which these popes would be in place. Crazy.
It's quite something. So yes. Let's play this out for a second, because this is part of puppet show as well, right?
It is.
So let's say he resigns. He'd be the second pope to resign in 600 years. So no pope resigns for 600 years, and then the last two popes now have resigned in office, for argument's sake. What would that do? Would this then be a trigger not to have a pope anymore? Would that be... Because the thing is this, people talk about... and I need to draw the comparison here. People talk about the British monarchy all the time. What happens after Queen Elizabeth II? What happens? Is there going to be a monarch still? Is there going to be a monarchy? Everybody loves Queen Elizabeth II. Mm-hmm. Everybody, right? They all love her. She's great, wonderful. Okay. Her son, not so much. His kids, well, who knows? But so is this then the time to
abandon?
Say, okay, you know what? Enough is enough. Australia now has a deputy minister for the Republic. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
It's a new position, and it's meant to...
It's ready.
Yeah. To oversee our transition into a republic.
You can see how poised everyone is.
Yeah.
It's almost like some people are at the starting line waiting for the starter's gun to go before they begin something.
Yeah.
Everyone's ready.
Is this the time? And I would say probably. So maybe the papacy or the pontifex. You know what pontifex actually means? Pontifex means bridge builder, builder of bridges. So is this the time for the bridge builders to pack up, and then join the stone cutters in obscurity?
Stone cutters. The electric car.
My point
is very similar to yours, Mackie. With the question of, with everything that's currently in play right now on the playing field, all the things we've already mentioned on the show already tonight. What is everyone waiting for? What is this thing that's to occur? I'm waiting for the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Whatever that means.
Yeah.
I don't really mind. As long as something happens. At the moment, there isn't one step anywhere that any geopolitical player is making that is unifying the planet and stepping away from conflict. Unless that whole thing also is a puppet show.
Of course it is.
Maybe fake alien invasion is coming next. I don't know anymore.
See, this is the funny thing, and Dave raises a very important point here, right?
Do fake alien invasion. I'm sick of COVID.
Well, we have had disclosure. I know we've all been asleep, and the puppet show kept on going, and some of the important pieces of information that came through over the last few years, very recently, in fact, is disclosure. There no longer is a question as to whether or not UFOs are real. There's no question. Okay? So to be clear, now, no one is saying what they are, and fair enough, too, right? I mean, they're unidentified. I mean, that's okay, I think.
That's a big claim, so they don't. Yeah. Yep.
But they are real. It's a real phenomenon. That, dear friends, is disclosure. We've had it. It happened. We were asleep. Okay? We missed it. Now, I'm not blaming anyone specifically, obviously. That's okay. But disclosure happened.
Turn down the television, Marge.
But it wasn't a big thing. And now the Pentagon has come out and given a presentation, and they've, at length talked about that. Not only that, they then went to the real meeting.
That's right.
The real stuff.
Even though they were Muppets, but it doesn't matter.
Honestly, though, Dave, I think that takes the cake.
I didn't expect any less.
I expected
a hell of a lot of more, but not any less.
I know.
Oh boy,
it was
TV gold. It's like getting the work experience kid to deliver the budget to the board.
Yeah,
who's never seen what a budget is.
No.
Well, within the context of this meeting, that's the number there, repointing at the same number again. Now, we've got some photos. We have some photos and some footage here of things that aren't at all related to the topic, but we're going to show you anyway.
Mm.
Then they have a capture screen. Please tick all the things that are a bus. What? That aren't a UAP. Click everything that isn't a UAP. Yeah, well, it's all of them. Yes, that's right. And we'll answer all the real, we'll give you all the real information in the next meeting. They should have said that. They should have said that. Breeze through it, and then they would have been a confined meeting, which we never had any clue of. But what they did was they gave us clues as to what was topical for the next meeting, which that's was true. Just a complete error.
But you know, it's funny because
it's showboating that we do really have something to talk about, but we can't talk about it with you.
You see, but the thing is this, Dave. If this had happened, let's say 50 years ago, yeah. 50 years this press conference had been held, people would be up in arms.
The Brookings report said civilization would end.
Yeah, but now because the news cycle is so short and we're inundated with information, mostly useless information, by the way,
mm-hmm.
everywhere, right? All of a sudden, this kind of thing completely drowns.
Yeah.
It's drowned out. It doesn't even make the headlines.
We get buffer overrun error, Mickey.
That's what we do.
It's a 24-hour news cycle.
Yeah, and it's a terrifying
that's a hack.
Thing.
That's a hack, by the way. The buffer
that,
overrun.
That's right. Yep. You can, yeah. When that happens, the it's like a think of it as an entry into your.
If you threw it at a firewall, then you'd just be able to traverse the firewall after that because it was full. You couldn't deal with any new information. So that's what happens with the 24-hour news cycle.
Yeah, and we're completely inundated, right? So we missed it, and other things we've missed as well, you know, along the way. And in fact, do you know what happened to Ghislain Maxwell? Have you followed that trial? That sort of was relegated to the back page as well.
She hasn't been given her sentence yet.
No, but she's looking at roughly
the rest of her life and plus.
Well, yeah, 55 years, right? So
that's
all right. That's it.
Well, she's 100 now anyway, right? She should be fine.
She's 102. Yeah.
You can lick your own eyeballs, you know. That's a joke that she's a lizard.
yeah, it's that's where we are. It's a thing, right?
Yeah. But that's the thing. You're right, Mickey. So where was that news story?
Yeah, it's buried in the back pages.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting, but, you know, we rather know what... Oh, Harrison Ford's marriage is on the rocks, just in case you want to know. With
that's important news right now. Yeah.
Isn't it?
If you hadn't told me, I would never have known.
Dave,
yes.
That's what I'm for, buddy. That's my
That's what that's I'm for. Job. That's my job.
That's my job. but see, it's all this nonsense, which doesn't even have any informational value, if you know what I mean, right? It's not even interesting information. I mean, who cares, ultimately, right? I don't care about any of these things. Give me some real information. Give me some real news. Give me something that, you know, I can, okay, that helps me understand the world a bit better. Thank you very much.
Well, there's a polio outbreak in UK.
Yes. Yes. And they're now afraid that in the Ukraine, they're looking at typhoid and cholera.
Of course.
That's nice. This is the 21st century. They're worried about cholera outbreaks in Europe. That's gold in anyone's book.
Well, polio in the UK is pretty bad. What the question has been in the circles that I'm in is just simply a question. We're not medical experts. We don't pretend to be. And that is...
I tell them to pretend. Get some better parking. What?
Off air, I'll tell you a story. So, there was, or has, is probably the best way of starting this, has the vaccine inadvertently put us in a position where regular viruses that we might have fought off are now not being fought off anymore? That should make the algorithm have a hard time with my sentence. It's a good question, and there are some experts that are asking that question. I'm not the one who's asking it. These are experts, and they're looking into it right now. When you supercharge one part of your immunity, what's the rest doing? Mm-hmm. And that, because look, we're seeing things that are attacking us that we haven't seen, and this is all of a sudden. Yeah, you come off the back of a pandemic, and now there's two things. So we've got monkeypox. That's the thing, right? And don't touch the ewes. That's really bad. And now we've got polio coming around. Wow. We're going to all have to be in our homes staring through the little mail slot out into the world. We're going to be in our own Plato's cave, Mickey. We're going to be in our 1984 apartment watching the television for it to tell us about the, you know, perpetual war and that everything is good as long as we keep watching the television.
Yeah. But look, everything that 1984, Brave New World, what's the other one?
Idiocracy.
Fahrenheit, you know, 451, all of those, right? All the stuff that was talked about in those books, while not exactly in the same way, in some instances much more severe or much more advanced, it's all happened. It's all happened. You know when they say, oh, you know, we had war with Oceania or whatever in 1984? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, but weren't we at peace with them yesterday? No, they've always been our enemy. And what about those guys? Oh, no, they've always been our friends. And I remember this very clearly. This was back in 2001 when people asked questions about, well, we're invading Afghanistan. Now, aren't these the same guys that we helped back in the 80s against the Russians? And I remember this. This was a guy from the State Department, from mm-hmm. memory. And he said, no, we don't talk about that anymore. That's in the past. Forget that. Nothing to see here. Like, along those lines. Like, wow! No, we've always been friendly with these guys. So don't worry about that.
The Taliban, didn't you bring them all over and train them to then send them back again? And then once you gave them weapons, they went against us. Shush.
No, who's this guy? What? Out. you try starting your own car now. but this is really, and it's again, it's the puppetry, everybody. But we miss it. Oh, hang on. But what happened here? What about this? What about that? Because we're just consuming. We no longer have the luxury of thinking about it. So people used to sit down and read the paper. I used to do that. You read the paper, ideally a paper. I mean, usually with the paper, you know, if they're leaning left, right, center. You know what their political outlook is, and you can set your filter that way. So when you're reading something,
four lines into a story and you got it.
Yeah. You know what it is, right?
Yeah.
But I used to love reading The Guardian Weekly. It came out on a Thursday. It still does, by the way. I still like it, not as much though, but so I used to read a whole bunch of other papers as well, because that's what I like to do. Now, some people still do it, but it's really online. Everything is online. And if it's online, there's nothing distinguishing information sources anymore, right? Used to be that, I mean, newspaper and journalists, that was a real thing. Jim Mars, he was a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know this. And Jim Mars, he's actually a journalist. And he was a really great journalist too. And he investigated the Kennedy assassination, et cetera, et cetera. We were lucky enough to get to speak to him. And I heard him talk a number of times in several conferences. But the point is, journalism was, to some extent, still is a real thing. There's a British journalist that just was killed in the Amazon. I don't know if you heard about that. Mm-hmm. Him and his local guide or friend, they were killed. Clearly, he was investigating a story, right? And the death of journalists is still quite common. Now, for the most part, these guys and girls, pardon me, practice something called self-censorship, because they know if you self-censor, then you can't get in trouble and your story's going to be published, you're going to make money, right? Very few people follow the stories that are forbidden. Not overtly forbidden, but forbidden in a way that you just won't get anyone to publish them, right? You will never ever publish anything again if you insist on following down those lines of inquiry. So we are living in a time where on the internet everything is out there and everything looks the same. It's a web page. So how will I know which web page is better than another? Which one has got the facts? Which one doesn't? You can't tell. So people are
everything.
Yeah, completely. People are drowning in information, bad information mostly. And the big news outlets, they can now, like never before, Dave.
Yeah.
Like never before, they can push their agenda items. It is more propaganda now than it has ever been.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. And you know what? A lot of people have been brought up on this, so they're looking for it. They're looking for confirmation bias. So I've got an opinion, which I inherited from my parents, my peer group, whatever, and it's being reinforced by the media I choose to consume. So therefore, I'm right. I must be right because all the stuff around me tells me I'm right. Thank you very much. But you see, and this goes back to They Live, the movie. You really have to beat it into people. I mean, not physically maybe, but who knows. But people really have to be shaken out of their comfort zone. Come out of your comfort. Look at the world. I mean, really look at it. We try to shock you here as well sometimes. That many people and children starve every day, and that many billionaires, 2,662, I think it was, are in the world. Because these are real things. These are real numbers. And we worry about price of petrol. Of course, you're worried about it because it affects your standard of living. But if you don't have a standard of living, if you're dying, then you couldn't care less about the price of petrol. You want a bowl of rice is what you want. And that's where a lot of millions of people are every day. But we don't see that. We worry about this war in Ukraine, all these white people killing white people. That's terrible. Oh, my goodness. In Africa, tens of thousands of people are being slaughtered. They have baby factories. We spoke about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is, well, you know what? There was a school shooting in Texas. Oh, white, American white babies. Or maybe not even white, but American babies. Ooh,
mm-hmm.
American children got killed. That's terrible. Never mind the millions of children that are starving to death every year. And we watched the puppet show. We watched just this. And this is on a very simple first level kind of thing where you watch the news, and that's the puppet show on the cave wall, the shadows cast by some unknown agency, and you think that's reality. It's not. What you watch on TV and maybe even watch on the internet, that's not real. Go to those places. I've traveled extensively, right? I really have, and I'm blessed that way, I guess. I'm fortunate. But I've seen stuff that you can't unsee, and you don't want to see, but you can't unsee it, right?
Yeah.
And It's what we consume, our lives. If you're sitting at home, nice and in a warm or maybe air-conditioned room, there's food in the fridge maybe for you, and you know that tomorrow you might have money in the bank or money coming in, or you can buy food tomorrow. If you're that person, you're extremely fortunate. You're very lucky. Okay? And we are. Dave and I, certainly. But I tell you what, a lot of people aren't. A lot of people are not.
Oh, that is so true. And I think what's coming in the next months, within months, but I believe it's sooner, will test a lot of people.
Thank you.
I don't think that this is over. If you can, just once a week in your shop, just buy something extra, some kind of longer life things, try and do that. Try and stock up a little. That's my only advice. It's good advice anyway. And if nothing happens, hey, you've got some storage. You've got some food stores at home.
100%. Make sure you've got access to clean water.
Yeah, completely.
Because it's the three threes, right? Three minutes without oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
3 days.
Without water.
Without water. And 3 weeks without food. Right? Yeah. That's these are the three threes. I mean, it varies from human to human, but, thereabouts.
But if you're on your own, shelters first, then water, then food.
Because exposure will kill you.
That's right.
Okay, just to be clear, you have to be a pretty hardy individual not to suffer any ill effects when you're exposed to Mother Nature, as it were.
Mummy.
Mom. But it is really important to be prepared. I mean, look, we've seen it a lot, Dave. I mean, the floods, the fires,
yes,
the earthquakes. There was a horrendous earthquake in Afghanistan.
Five point something. But
no, actually six.
Well,
it was a sixer.
Yeah. Well, they only have loose stone buildings with mud. So it's devastating. They collapse in on people, and it's the death toll's really high, apparently. Yeah, and I really feel sorry for you. I don't care who you are. Being trapped under a collapsed building is not a good thing. And it can either end your life straight away, or you can die slowly and get eaten by rats. It's up to you.
Much better.
Because they're all not non-multi-story buildings where most of the lives were lost, it's tragic. The tragedy is greater for me because these are families in their houses.
Oh, yeah. It was the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And look, they're going to say, so right now they suspect 1,000 people have died, but they said that it'll probably increase quite.
The only way into some of these towns is to fly in by helicopter.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because the roads are gone.
The mountain goat, you know, that's,
yeah.
That's, I'll let you, you know. And look, Afghanistan is an inhospitable, inaccessible, inhospitable country at the best of times. It is just too rugged mountains. That's why the Americans decided, you know what, let's attack Iraq. No good targets in Afghanistan. You think I'm joking? It's a dreadful country to be caught in when there's a natural disaster. You just can't get there.
And for all of those reasons, we feel for those people. And Mickey, you can just do the outro.
Oh, is it time?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, that went quickly. Look, you've been listening to Plato's Cave. Hope you enjoyed it. Please do remember to donate if you can. Oh, and tell your friends. Just tell your friends to come and listen to Revolution Radio. Like I said, there'll be content to delight and there'll be content to offend. So just come along and pick and choose for yourself. But it is important that we have another view, another point of view, and we have discourse. And you don't have to win an argument. Debating something doesn't have to result in a winner or a loser. Hopefully both or maybe more parties walk away having learned something from the other. But it is critical that we think about the world, that we understand that we're watching a puppet show, a shadow puppet show, as it were, on the cave wall, which bears no resemblance to reality. We're being lulled into a false sense of security. It is critical to understand that's where we are and that's how life really is. But most importantly, please be safe and tune in again when you can. Don't go away, though. Mitchell Papa's coming up with the best yeehaw in the business. He's going to take you through the morning. Thank you all.
Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
A time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the game to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Revolution in the morning
at Revolution Radio freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah. Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare. And the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw! Come on down and join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. It's time for the Revolution in the Morning show.
streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Welcome to this evolution of the revolution here on listener-supported and commercial-free Revolution Radio. So come on down and join us. Let's get the straight truth, not that mainstream media mind control, because you can change the world in this time of universal deceit. You can use the most two powerful letters that I know. N and O. No. You want to see the psychopathic politicians' little heads spin and they vomit pea soup? Just say no to the Democrats and no to the Republicans. The power center that has America by the canards. They've got, they're pimping. I guess that's the only way to say it. They're pimping out the statue of the Miss Liberty. They just pimping her out to anybody that'll pay the shekels to get it. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. You can join us here Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. And don't miss tomorrow because I'm going to start, I guess, you know, it's a long day for me Thursdays, even though I'm only on in the morning. I try to put on a exceptional show on Fridays. And believe me, it takes 4, 5, 6 hours to get all the good data and everything together to get it for you. So I'm putting in 8-hour days, whether you realize it or not, here at Revolution Radio, bringing it to you for free. Anyway, God bless you. Remember, we're listener-supported, commercial-free. And so, yeah, you get the chance, check out the archives, check it all out before it all goes crazy. Yeah, hey, there's Toe Jam, Mitchell Pup. Yeah, and it's like cup with a B, two P's. Anyway, hey, William, have a good day over there in Scotland. There's Nara, Dave, from Down Under, Malaya, May, Omega Logos. Yeah, Blessing. There's Mekki, WD and Irish was here. God, I can't even spit that out. What the hell's going on there? Batsman and Sheared Sheep was here a little bit ago. So come on down and join us. Comments around freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Wow, these people are freaking nuts today. Yeah, sorry, I hate to say it, but they've lost it. Oh, wait a minute. Let me finish the little intro here. Don't forget, you can catch us on iTunes, TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp. And remember, share Revolution Radio. Share it with your friends, your social media contacts. Make a sign and put it out in your yard and encourage people to tune in 8 to 10 a.m. and we'll give them an earful and many will like it. Some will be offended and, well, ain't life a bitch. I'm not supposed to be offended by drag queens reading to children. I'm not supposed to be offended by the U.S. military turned into a bunch of pansies and pussies where they now have a, yeah, have a new, that's all right. Don't worry about it, Toe Jam. Yeah, did you hear they have a new branch of the U.S. military? The trans corpse. God help them all. They go flaming in the battle, I guess. That's what happens. Anyway, come on down and join us. Let's get to some news and information. Call in and listen. Oh, forgot to call in and listen line. 518-906-1839. Yeah, you can join us. Join us on your smartphone. Of course, you can go to freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. And if you come to the chat room, you should be aware that we're in the process of turning the new chat room, the new official chat room over at appelement.io. Anyway, you can click on the link at the in the top box there at Revolution Radio's Chatsy chat room, and it will link you right over to the Element chat room. It's a lot more versatile. We can put a lot more stuff in there. And let's see. Since it's HTTPS, it's encrypted and secured. But anyway, so we're going to start and post over there and in the Revolution Radio chat room. So don't forget to say this. Well, hey, you know that Omega Logos, you know that thing you put in the chat room, right? It just reminds me there was a when I was at the doctor's when I went in to see the urologist the other day, and this clown had a box of text that was double the size of what Omega Logos put in the chat room. And you know, when you got 30, 40 lines of text and across the whole computer screen and it's one block, how in the hell do you read it? You can't read it. It's so easy to overlook something, no matter how good you are. It's pathetic. But anyway, let's get into the show. Let's see, what do we got going on here? Let's see. Gosh, where is it? How do you start? Well, let's see. One of the things we can start with is that Publix grocery stores will not be offering the baby vax, the child vax, for 5 years to 6 months for children. Now they'll jab the ones older, but they won't jab the ones under 5 years old. I guess that's good for them, but shame on them again. It's sheer craziness. It's idiocracy. I read an article earlier. Because, of course, you know, I've been up the last couple hours getting ready. And I read through this article and I started to laugh. I was laughing at how blinded these dumb shit for brains are. I was laughing at the effing morons and the effing retards in the media. And I'm calling you guys effing retards. You dipshit for brains can't even see through and past your own bias. Really? That's the truth. That's the facts that we live with today. I was trying to find this Politico article I was reading. Where CNN's Brian Stetler, NBC's Lester Holt, and others have rejected the idea of balanced reporting. and they just came out and said, oh yeah, we have balanced reporting. Yeah, we're CNN, ABC, CBS, fake-ass Fox News. None of them have balanced reporting. They wouldn't know balance if their shit, their brains fell out together. Usually they're pretty close to the same orifice. Anyway, I was trying to find this article. Because it lays out the facts, what the media thinks, and what the public thinks of the media. And it's unfortunate. Okay, so this would be, okay, there's that. There's that useless, worthless study. Here it is. It's not from the Politico. It's on the Hill. Yeah. So the media bubble. Remember CNN, ABC, CBS, fake Fox News, and the rest of them. You know, they say, oh, well, Democrats Republicans... You know, liberal media basically says Republicans stand for anti-democratic values and are more likely to push falsehoods. Okay. Joy Reid, a left-wing political hack, suggested the media was too neutral in their reporting on the Republican Party and thus needed to ramp up the hostility. Really? You lied through your frickin' teeth about Trump for 5-6 years now, about Trump-Russia collusion, knowing it was the Democrat Party that was working with the Obama administration and the FBI to essentially politically assassinate Trump. I think y'all are just bent enders. Yeah. Don Lemon shot down the idea Republicans and Democrats should be afforded equal footing in media coverage. In other words, Don Lemon admits that he's a biased and a racist. Period. End of story. The real media bubble. Here it is. 65% of 12,000 journalists surveyed. The survey says the media does a solid job of covering the most important news stories of the day. 65% of 12,000 journalists say they do a good job covering the most important stories of the day. However, the American people, the American public, says that just 35% feel that way. And you have a 30% deception perception gap. I call it deception perception because the truth is those 65% are deceiving themselves. When journalists were asked, do they perform well in their watchdog role over elected leaders, 52% of journalists agreed. The number dropped precipitously when the general public was asked, less than 3%. So it must have been pretty damn low if, you know, so they didn't want to embarrass them anymore, I guess. And journalists, when asked if journalists managed and correct misinformation consistently, 43% of those in the industry, 43% of journalists said yes, while only 25% of the public agreed. Almost half, 46% of journalists felt they covered they connected to their readers and viewers, while just 25% of the public feels the same way. You got to remember, almost all of these journalists are liberals, and they cannot divorce themselves from their bias. It's funny how they claim that so many other people cannot disconnect themselves from their beliefs and be bias-free, so to speak. However, if you're a liberal, hey, you can do that. You can support Hillary Clinton and sit on the trial of Hillary Clinton. I mean, this is just, if you hate Roger Stone, you know, and Republicans, you know, you can effectively railroad the jury. And, you know, those people should be, you know, sent to prison for doing shit like that. In all honesty, they should be. Anyway, so only 29% of U.S. adults say they have at least a fair amount of trust in the information they receive from the mainstream media. In 1976, post-Watergate, trust in the media stood at 72%, or 43%. Are 43 points higher. Well, people have learned that the media is lying again and again and again, and that they are partisan hacks who will lie for a purpose, that they hide their connections. Here's the thing, that the media hides their connections to the politicians that they're covering, that they're essentially... When Hillary Clinton was endorsed by more than 500 news outlets and magazines and such, they bent over backwards to kiss her fanny. They gave Hillary Clinton the white glove treatment and often, you know, allowed sometimes for her people to have, what do they call that? Editorial decisions on the news and information that they put out. That's a publicity agent. So Hillary Clinton, you know, the mockingbird media, we should realize that this is essentially the mockingbird media. That it is the CIA-controlled public relations outlet where propaganda for the New World Order is put out to shape your brain. Julian Assange is a great example. Julian Assange should not be extradited. He should receive a full pardon, immunity, and whatever else he gets, you know, and they should give him a big ass check from the American people for exposing our criminal, the criminal elements within our government and the military. Here is a clip with Judge Napolitano.
The public's right to know what the government has done is so profound, so integral to the values of our country that it doesn't matter if the materials were stolen or not. The publisher is immune from civil and criminal liability by publishing them. That's the Pentagon Papers case. It sounds like it's the Assange case. The facts are nearly identical.
Identical.
They're nearly identical. The Pentagon Papers and the Julian Assange case are nearly identical. Yet the so-called liberals who quote unquote wanting to fight for justice and freedom and everything else, and here they are prosecuting Julian Assange by the Biden administration. You know that's only because of Hillary Clinton. You know, because Julian Assange upset the apple cart when he printed Edward Snowden's leaked documents. I don't know if you knew that or not. But these clowns on the mainstream media, you know, potato shit brains, and Don Lemon, you know, portrays himself as, you know, this black man who hates white people, basically, while he has a white husband. I mean, you don't have to make that up, you know. I mean, it's reality, right? Anyway, you know, we have to understand that today, Democrats embrace critical race training. It's not race theory. It's race training. They're training the new era of racism, and they point to somebody's skin color and say, you have white privilege. They're basing that on somebody's skin color. That is openly racist. And what's really pathetic is that the liberals themselves embrace it. They use the white shame, you know, like you're supposed to be ashamed of someone you didn't know, someone the ovaries that it was in your mama didn't ever heard of or wasn't even born around then, not the swimmers from your daddy or whatever donor. Yeah. Completely innocuous. However, because you have that skin color, you are alleged to have privilege. You are alleged to have be superior. By people saying that and trying to promote that, that is nothing but racism. There isn't a race on this planet that hasn't been enslaved. We'll be right back.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck? heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeah! All right.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning.
Come on down, join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, where we'll try to bring your brain into focus. After all, the mainstream media got you by the cerebral cortex. Don't you know? Haven't you figured that out yet? That you have been living in a world of illusion? That you might even call yourself Neo today. So come on down and join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Where should we start? Of course, on the economy. Vladimir Biden. Oh, Vladimir Biden, or is it the Chinese pimp, Joe Biden, blames Putin and refiners and gas stations and cars and the cow farts and global warming and his wife and his daughter, his daughter's diary, those showers he took with his daughter. He blames all of that for the Putin price hike, as he's calling it. Of course, only 11% of Americans and people agree or would believe that it's because of Vladimir Putin, even though the Fed chair sat there in front of Congress yesterday and said, yep, sorry, it's because, you know, inflation was here before Ukraine was invaded. So it's Putin's nothing. Anyway, Biden is asking the U.S. Congress to suspend the 18-cent federal gas tax for the next 90 days to help Democrats get reelected so they can say, look, we brought gas prices down. Yes, we can bring down the price of gas for families, a bit of relief. You know, that is such a, that's like giving somebody a $1,500 check, a stimmy check, and then the next year they have to pay $6,000 more in inflation for the whole year. Shit, and nobody make any money on all of this. We're all been screwed. Yeah, yeah, the Biden bribe. That's all the hell it is. That's all that it amounts to. The Biden bribe. And here, here's President Retard. Yes, President Retard. Here you go.
Well, so let's be honest with one another. My message is simple. To the companies running gas stations and setting those prices at the pump, this is a time of war, global peril. Ukraine. These are not normal times. Bring down.
Well, of course, these are not normal times. We got a fake ass president who cheated his way in, and he isn't even running his own diapers. You know that demented old bastard can't even put on his own Depends. And the reason that every time he goes somewhere, you watch Joe Biden, the reason he runs is because he's forgotten how to walk. And he walks like an old man that has serious neurocognitive issues. That's why you'll see Joe Biden, he will not walk much. He will run in front of the cameras because he essentially can't. And when you see the gait of a person who is in cognitive, in advanced cognitive decline, you watch the legs. Joe Biden is not fit to be president of any country, let alone the United States of America. I saw this the other day and I just started to laugh because the Chinese, you know, they said, like the old Russians. Yes, we've invented. Yeah, they stole some technology from somewhere else. Anyway, Chinese technology claims that they have developed a mind reading device that detects when men are watching porn. Yes, the device consists of a video camera placed near the crotch. The advanced Chinese mind reading system against pornography has a problem, though, because it goes off every 7 seconds, as human beings are, of course, men in their prime of age are, well, obsessed with sex and the thoughts of sex. So every 7 seconds, the government is getting a beep, 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 sex, 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 beep, beep, beep. Yeah, yeah, anyway. So the prototype was made for bad information detection. That's right. It was tested on 15 male university students who wore the device while they sat in front of a computer screen with the alarm going off when an explicit sexual image was placed on the screen. The developers say the new device can automatically adapt to the brainwaves of a human sensor and able to filter out other signals that would come from emotions or wariness. Chinese authorities employ professional sensors as porn appraisers to check social media to see what they deem inappropriate content. So inappropriate content is anything that gives you a hard on in China. Damn. I'm telling you. Well, no wonder they don't, no wonder they, you know, they have a lot of kids. No wonder they had to ask people to start and have more babies. I mean, really? Yes, usually artificial intelligence can be used to detect explicit pictures and videos, but sometimes the algorithm makes errors. Human brains can still detect pornographic content more quickly and with greater accuracy. Duh! So what they do is they put this on the head of a human sensor, and they just scan the internet, and I guess every time they see something that gives them, it gets them excited, that makes them wet or gives them a woody. Yeah, the Chinese censor it. Oh damn, man! I guess everything but TikTok. Remember TikTok. That's for all the dipshit, dumb idiots in America to put on their phone to make their phone an extension of the Chinese Secret Service. Yes, the Chinese Surveillance Society is alive and well in TikTok. And here is the problem. If you have given your phone's permission on TikTok, right, what do they really have permission on your phone for? Everything? Have you essentially, you know, given facial recognition rights over to TikTok? Have you essentially sold your soul, sold your face like the one Russian company did? Yeah, you can posterize yourself. You can cartoon yourself, you know. But then again, when you agree to the terms of service, you essentially to make yourself a slave, and you don't even get 10% like Big Joe. But TikTok is the major security problem. You know, these apps that people put on their phones, you know, where was it just recently? Israel. We've had this problem in the United States already, where people in secret military bases are getting tracked by, you know, as they run and jog, they've got their little wristwatch with all their app stuff on it. And they can, you know, there is a GPS locator in there. So you can follow the person from where they start to where they finish. And, you know, essentially you can find out where the secret base is. And, you know, I don't think our military, you know, hell, they're teaching them to use the hims and hers and she's and it's and they's. Not teaching them real cybersecurity. Yeah. You know, I don't know what the hell is going to happen in this next war, because our military, it may be technologically advanced, but it's been neutered. Really, it's been neutered. So yeah, hopefully there's some ruthless bastards in our military that will still kick ass and take names, and they all won't be having pink bullets. Anyway, here in the United States, it's going to be a summer of violence. Preparations being made today. That's right. 10:30 this morning, the live SCOTUS blog will start, and opinions will be released. Opinions on abortion expected today. opinions on gun rights expected today. Those are the two biggies that everybody's looking for today. So will today be the day the left riots and the jackass Jane Revengers show their true colors, as they are nothing but white trash, most of them, inconsiderate, law-breaking assholes who believe in using black shirt and black fascist tactics to get their way in America? Here's what Ron DeSantis had to say.
Well, you had someone travel from, you know, halfway around the country to come and murder Justice Kavanaugh. And that was like not even significant news in a lot of the mainstream media. And not only was it significant because it's an attack on somebody's life, they're trying to change the outcome of decisions that they are concerned that they don't like. And that is just totally antithetical to a rule of law.
Democrats never gave a shit about the rule of law. If they did, they would have, how should we say it, they would have had a special grand jury outside of Washington, D.C., in somewhere like the Midwest. For the Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama FBI conspiracy against President-elect Trump. Well, Los Angeles DA, Georgie Gascon, brushes off concern from the mother of a slain officer after the suspect was out on probation for a weapons charge, after receiving a lenient sentence in a plea deal. The scumbag bastard went out and murdered El Monte police officer. For allowing her son's killer to remain out of prison before the shooting. This individual had no history of violence, Gascon said. Accused killer Justin William Flores during a virtual town hall discussion on Wednesday evening, when asked by Fox News Digital about Mother Olga Garcia, who said Gascon should resign over the officer's death. Gascon said he was on bail for months and could have committed a violent act for a month. We don't have a crystal ball. Okay, crystal balls, Gascon. Hey, you shit for brains. People have committed crimes, serious crimes against persons and property. And you give them, you know, a wave along. You give them a reach around. Are you trying to fondle them too? It is idiocracy. It really is. In fact, the courts have also have told Gascon that he must apply the three strikes and you're out criteria according to California state law. Even Gascon's own district attorneys have asked that he be forced to follow the three strikes law. In fact, inmates are so worried I gotta get my throat clear.
Then hatred to mankind. poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Okay, that's a little better. Anyway, come on down, join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. What else we got going on here? Oh, yeah. Here's a clip from Senator John Kennedy, who was on fake-ass Fox News, and had this to say.
The only way to get gasoline prices lower is to flood this country with oil, our own oil, and guarantee to the industry that if it invests capital to do that, that it will be allowed to get a return on its capital, and that as soon as the crisis is passed, the Biden administration won't try to put them out of business. Mm. Because right now, the Biden administration is trying to put them out of business. The Biden administration has blocked oil and gas leasing in the Gulf, blocked oil and gas leasing in Anwar, sicked the FTC on the industry. It's promulgating new NEPA rules, so you wouldn't be able to build a pipeline in America. And those are all just facts. And I think Mr. Sperling is either, he's being very disingenuous. That's the most charitable thing I can say.
You know what, let's remind everybody, this is a flashback to the debates. This is on October
20th. Yeah, we have to understand that, you know, look, Democrats campaigned on shutting down the oil industry. You should not be surprised that your gasoline is $5 to $6 a gallon. It's unfortunate, but it is the truth in America that Democrats campaigned on this. And because they hated Trump and because they cheated their teeth off, I don't even believe that they have a majority in the House or the Senate because of the 2020 election cheat. Because the truth is, you don't know. And that is the problem. Right now, we have zero confidence that we even have a legal government here in the United States of America. Meanwhile, American Airlines shutting down service to three U.S. cities amid their pilot shortage. Recently, Delta, JetBlue, America Airlines removed flights to minimize disruptions and bounce back faster when challenges arise, because they were thin on pilots. More than 1,400 Delta airline pilots were lining the edges of Love Field the other day in a protest of being overworked and essentially putting lives at risk because they're being overworked. And I imagine that the airlines that have better policies will get hire these pilots away. But remember, over the Father's Day weekend, 10,000 flights were canceled due to shortages of staffing. And some airlines were just paralyzed and couldn't resolve the issues. Some people were stuck in airports for more than 24 hours. Well, when you command and demand people to get a life-altering shot, when you command and demand that people get an experimental vaccination and they're required to work and perform at the highest levels of their cognitive and physical abilities, and you jab them with something that screws their brain up, destroys their immune system, and leaves them in a mental fog in some cases. How is a pilot who is shaking from tremors as if they have Parkinson, how are they supposed to fly? We have to remember that we're looking at 3% or more of those who got the vaccines of having some kind of medical some kind of event related to the vaccine that requires medical intervention. Sometimes these things are, well, fatal. More people have died than are saved by the vaccine. I should say killed by the vaccine. Saved from COVID. But more people die because of the shit. Will we have tribunals for Fauci, EcoHealth Systems? Will we have Nuremberg 2.0 panels for those who push the vaccines? And those who produce them and those who lied about them and their efficacy and their side effects? I don't know. Coming up next hour, I just wanted to send out the word that I can boycott Israel anytime I want. I boycott the Muslims. I boycott the Saudis. I'll boycott idiots around the world. I'll boycott all the bastards. Don't dare tell me I have to buy Israeli goods. I have to sell to Israelis. I have to. My ass. Oh, it's a federal law that you can't. Kiss my ass. That's not even a legal federal law. Good God. Assholes. Jewish people aren't special. Nobody on this planet is special. We're all slaves of equal low stature. We'll be back.
After a long day of research and trying to wake people up to what's going on in our world, I need to take a break and find my center. I do this by listening to music or watching a great movie. If you find yourself doing the same, then come chill out with me every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Studio B, Crypt Rick's The Decompression Hour. It's time to put down that research and crank your stereo.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune into